This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Play the podcast, please.
You are with Annie and Dean for the Tuesday Drive Home on Joy 94.9. We're joined by a special guest live in the studio.
It's comedian Bev Killick.
Well, hello. I love the applause.
I know.
Can I just carry that around in my pocket?
Let's put a warm inside.
Yeah. So I would say you're like the godmother of comedy in Melbourne.
Shucks.
Yeah. You're all over town doing all these gigs. You're also running Facebook groups empowering women to get up and try stand-up comedy. And I just saw you yesterday at the book launch for Joanne Brookfield's new book, No Apologies. And you were...
What an awesome turnout.
Yeah, and you were, you know, getting everyone laughing, ready for the shoot. You know, it took us about half an hour to organise everyone. But how...
Jim Lee asked me, he said, can you please be my sergeant in arms? And I went, no problemo.
There were a few swear words dropped. That caught everyone's attention.
That's right.
Yeah, how have you been?
What's been going on? What a beautiful day.
It's lovely, isn't it?
It just makes me feel like holidays and comedy festival. There's a smell in the air.
Yeah,
it's
this time of year.
It's desperation.
It's desperation. It's sweat.
But it flyers. Is.
So many flyers.
It's that beautiful Melbourne city vibe today. We just want to be lushing somewhere.
Yes, yes.
On a rooftop.
And we were out and about on Saturday night going to see a few shows for the Comedy Festival. And it's just this lovely vibe in the streets of Melbourne. It's just lovely.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great.
You just did a show last night, didn't you?
Yeah, I did two.
Two.
Yeah.
Where were they?
So I went straight from the book launch to the Athenaeum. A-List, who are my management, put on a gala show.
Amazing.
A gala show.
For a gala.
Yeah.
So I did my little 7-minute spot there. Had to follow Arj Barker. Thank you very much.
Who's that?
You might have heard of him. Yeah.
Arj Smarj. So, banged out my 7 minutes and then I went round the corner to the Powder Room to do my solo show.
Ah, what's this new solo that you've been working on? Because you've been in it for a while. You've had so many different shows. You must say, are you running out of material at all?
No. When you've got kids and you're a crummy mummy, it's just, you know.
Ah, so you're crummy mummy. You're not a yummy mummy.
No.
You're a crummy mummy. You're one of those mummies.
I decided about, I don't know, was it 7 years ago.
You switched.
I switched.
That must have been shocking for your kids.
I think they were kind of used to it. I was leading up.
Yeah.
I just got to the point where it was like, get your own snacks.
Yes.
You know, what are your arms painted on? I was just like, and this character just developed from it. And they were like, excuse me? And then I just started realising how much I do for them.
Yes.
It's ridiculous. And I started doing what my mum used to do. She made my bed every day. She made my breakfast every morning.
Wow.
I don't. I'm just like, make your own.
Yeah. How old are your kids now?
Well, one's 27.
Fair enough.
Do you do that? My mum used to say, were you born in a tent?
Were you born in a tent?
No.
I know. I love it. What's for dinner? Was it bread and butter and duck under the table?
Yeah, sugar and
Or as Fiona O'Loughlin said, she just fries onions. Is that the joke?
Yeah. I love that. When I heard that gag, I was so related.
Yes.
No, the smell of onions or garlic makes it smell like you're really giving a crap.
You know what you're doing.
There's love there.
There's love. I crumb things. When you crumb it, they will eat it. Crumb it and they will come.
Wow, that should be the tagline for your show.
Yeah,
crumb it and they will come.
You're in a television ad, aren't you, where you're someone's mother.
Yes, I am.
And it's, I think it's...
It's so true to life. It's talk about life imitating art.
But it's you're a nude model in this.
And I am a nudist.
Oh.
Yes, which is one of the reasons why I got the ad, because I was one of the very few people that disrobed at the casting.
You went that to that next level because they weren't showing any nudity on the ad.
And in the ad, the sun...
the son.
See his mum there.
I'm helping him out. I'm just being a good mum. I decided not to charge for my services.
Fair enough.
That was the whole premise behind it. And there he is with his art board.
Yes.
Pencil drops. Yes. Mum.
Because yes. You toured, didn't you, with Busted Out?
Busting Out,
Busting
yeah.
Out, yes.
Yeah, we used to be on the top of trams, like Tom Gleason and Joel Greasy.
Yeah.
We had our time. Yeah, we were at the Athenaeum for 8 weeks, I think.
Wow.
We're only supposed to be there for one.
Yeah, yeah.
Just kept going. And then we had two extra seasons as well. We'd travel around to the UK and then come back and put it on again somewhere.
Incredible. That's so great. Yeah. And your new show is on once a week at the... Is it at the Athenaeum?
No, it's at the Powder Room.
At the Powder Room, yeah. Yes.
So I had my first show last night and I was pleasantly surprised.
Why? What are you surprised about?
Well, I don't know. I guess I still get so nervous and I've got to try out all the stories and everything.
Yeah.
So I tried them out on Steph yesterday.
Oh, yeah, it's Tisdale.
Tisdale. She's staying with me at the moment. I'm Auntie C.
Uh-huh.
No, Auntie C for comedy, don't.
I'm just saying. We can't use that. Yeah, anyway.
No.
Not right now.
So, yeah, we sat in the patio pretty much all day yesterday.
I saw a hilarious thing on Facebook, a live stream of you and Steph on the patio with the dog, Fletcher.
Yes.
In your gym jams?
In our gym jams. Hadn't even had a shower.
Oh, sounds like a party at your place.
It was hilarious. And I didn't even realise that she was live streaming it.
Oh,
I'm
rude.
Like, are you for real?
You never know. You could rack up a million views. Like her video's been going so well.
She's gone to the. She's viral.
Yeah, viral.
Well, in fact, her comedy sketch from the ABC gala.
Yeah.
Has been viewed 1.3 million
times.
Yeah,
and rising.
And rising. Oh,
isn't that fabulous?
Fantastic.
So
work.
Good.
Yeah.
How
oh, she's so funny. And the two of us together, I think we're pretty hilarious. Actually,
maybe that should be your
we
next
just
show.
Just sit there and natter.
Yeah.
Well, that could be a whole show.
It could be.
Yeah. We put it to management already and they're just looking at us like, what the hell are you talking about? We want to set up a monitor down the street.
Yeah.
And if people bring us stuff, they can come upstairs for a little bit.
For a little bit?
Yeah, like pig's ears for Fletcher.
Yep.
Some iced coffee for... Steph loves her iced coffee.
Uh-huh.
Some smokes for me would be nice. A little bit of wine.
A bit of wine?
Yeah, a bit of wine.
Wine time. On the
some new pyjamas.
Yeah.
Well, in fact, in the other live stream, you're wearing, I think it's a flesh colour pyjama.
Pants, yeah.
A pant.
It looks like
is she wearing a pant or not? Is she wearing a pant?
I have to see this video now.
Arnie C was wearing a pant.
Which, is it on Steph's Facebook page?
Arnie C's wearing no pants.
Oh, dear.
It's so cute. I love being called Arnie C.
It'll catch on, I think.
Because, I don't know, I have this thing where I take new comedians under my wing. I just can't help it.
Yeah.
And so Nikki Osborne is one and Steph. So I'll just get off the phone from Steph and then Nikki will ring and we just work through stuff together. It's like there's nothing I don't know or haven't been there before.
Yeah, what would
I know
you
all
say
the
is...
emotional stuff.
Yeah, for you, the biggest change that you've seen in terms of women performing?
Well, there's so many more of us.
Mm-hmm.
When I feel like I've had... you know, five different lifetimes of being a stand-up. It's amazing.
Yeah.
All those things that I went through and didn't really talk about because you just didn't or you didn't get the gig.
Yes.
It's now all out in the open.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like we're not going to be, you know, pushed to the background. And, you know, I used to go on stage with this. So, are you ready for a female comedian? Don't go and get a drink. We've got a female comedian coming up.
Yeah,
don't stay in your seats.
Asking permission.
Almost. Yes.
Yeah, apologising for being there.
Yeah. So I had to come out so hard and fast, which is, I think, where I developed that really loud persona that I have.
Yes.
Because you had to just, you know, you had to get them in the first couple of seconds. You had to be better than good.
Yeah. What do you think is the biggest challenge now? What are we looking towards, do you think?
I think we're looking towards staying there.
Yes.
Don't give up. And there'll be plenty of times where you will. And, you know, you go off and have babies and all that sort of stuff, but don't let them get in the way.
Nah.
Take my advice. I did it as a single mum.
Goodness.
You will, if you have a passion for it, you will find a way.
Yes, absolutely.
If you have a breakup during the day, you still get up on stage at night. It's that easy.
Absolutely. Well, I've been when we spoke to Joanne Brookfield with the book No Apologies, she said a sense of even the Melbourne comedy circuit. What I'm discovering from working with Annie and with Jacqueline Mifsud, it's such a community, and people are very supportive of each other.
It's wonderful.
The gals are all sticking together, which is lovely.
Yeah. One of the reasons why I decided to start this Facebook group. It's the secret group.
Ooh,
I won't tell you the name of it. Annie's in it. was just for that support.
Yeah.
And I started hearing about women just being a little bit mistreated backstage, and some of the blokes weren't giving them, you know, a good time.
Yeah.
On stage as well.
And it's a really good place for sanity checking as well. Like, you know, just want to check with you, you know, is this on, or I haven't done enough gigs to know if this is okay.
Yeah. And it's because there's a lot of veterans on there, and then there's your intermediates and your newcomers. So it's just a really great little place to chat and really tell. It doesn't have to be about comedy either if you're having some, you know,
yes,
personal problems.
That's right.
And there'll always be someone that can pop over or join you at the gig so you feel a bit more comfortable.
Bring wine and bring cigarettes. You'll be invited. Yeah.
And pig's ears.
Bev's favourite snack.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Bev. Now, your show is called Crummy Mummy.
Yes.
It's on at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. You had one show last night. So now the 8th of April and the 15th of April.
That's it.
At the Powder Room.
Powder Room. It's my room.
It's your room.
That's where I'm at.
For more
every
details,
year.
Go to the websites. Thank you very much, Bev.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.